White. St. Helena, California, January 6, 1908. Elder W. C. White, Southern Publishing Association, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear son Willie, I have just received cards from you. I thank you for them. I am glad to know that you are safe and well. A vigilant watcher is keeping those who put their trust in God. I have received two excellent letters from Elder Reeser. I will send you copies of them and also of my answer. The encouragement that I have had that Elder Reeser is coming near to the Lord is a great joy to me. He wrote that he would give up his place on the board, but I replied that if he would fully heed the instruction God had sent and follow it in simplicity of heart, he could be a help rather than a hindrance to the board. Oh, how I have prayed for this man, that the Lord would open his eyes. And I believe God has been working very decidedly for him. We should labor earnestly to save every soul possible. Earnest efforts should be put forth for Brother Reeser. If such a man should become an opposing element, his influence would be difficult to handle. But I trust that he is being led by God and is coming to take his true position with his brethren. If he will do this, he will be a strength to the Southern field. If he will come into unison with his brethren, he can be a special influence for good and for the vindication of the testimonies because of the messages which it has pleased the Lord to send to him. I shall rejoice greatly if the fear that Brother Reeser's becoming separated from the work is averted. I think of how many souls he could guide in right ways if he himself will become humble in heart and place himself where the Lord can use him. I trust that he will make clean and certain work for time and for eternity. If he will cease to feel that he is to be the greatest influence, he will learn to counsel with other minds, to pray with his brethren, and become one with them in judgment. One man's mind should not hastily form decisions that have to do with important matters and carry out those decisions without the calm and prayerful consideration of other minds. May the Lord help every soul to walk humbly with God. Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up, Christ said. Matthew 15, verse 13. The church, with its heaven-born principles, is a sacred enclosure. The heavenly husbandman gives it divine cultivation and entrusts it with sacred responsibilities. I write these things that you may know how matters are moving. I have had little rest since coming home. I have written several letters and have received instruction that must be given to the people. I am thankful for the light that God still gives me. I shall carry a heavy burden until I know certainly that Brother Reeser is making his way determinedly to the light. This morning I am writing out some things that have been opened to me during the past night in regard to the transfer of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. I have received instruction that it will not be best at this time to pass this institution over to the conference. We must carry that enterprise until the Lord shall signify that we should make a move in this line. I am getting this word to you before consulting with anyone. I have written to Sister Gotzian, telling her of the instruction received. I shall heed the light given on this point and will let the matter rest. I say to you, move with extreme caution. You have instruction from the Lord to solicit means for this institution in order to lessen its debts. Again, I say to you, do not encourage Edson to sell his property at a sacrifice. This would be a mistake. Do not move the machinery. The way will open for this matter to be adjusted. When the Lord shall give light regarding this move, your way will be clear. When the work of that large place is broken up, it must be done understandingly and not in uncertainty. Brother and Sister Hare are still with us. Brother Hare is quite recovered and has returned from the sanitarium. I sat at table with the family yesterday. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised. We have been very thankful that we brought from Loma Linda the help we have in Sister Hannaford. When we reached home, we found that Sister Mason was at the sanitarium taking treatment. After a few days, she returned home, but it was very clear to us that she could not have remained in her former position. Brother and Sister Mason have secured rooms in one of the cottages on the hillside, near to the sanitarium, which they will occupy shortly. In Sister Hannaford, we find that we have secured an intelligent, Christian woman. Before coming, she sought the Lord earnestly to know her duty and came in accordance with the light she received. I can see that all things have worked together for good. The talk I gave at Loma Linda the Sabbath after you left, I have had copied and have ordered that copies be sent to you and Edson. I have also sent copies to several of the workers in Australia. I pray that the Lord may strengthen you and abundantly bless you, and also Brother Daniels. We all need the influence of the Spirit of God with us every day. We need to have the praise of God continually in our thoughts.